This is Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Football is back. The NFL preseason starts this week, which means football fans like Andrew Norton are about to get busy.
I have a lot to do in the next few weeks. Lots of different player rankings and hosting a lot of draft strategy.
Andrew Norton writes a fantasy football blog. And if you haven't played fantasy football, here's how it works. You sign up with a group of other people as a league. At the beginning of the season, each person in your group takes turns drafting real NFL players to their team. And then, each week, your team squares off against the team of someone else in your group. Paul Charchian heads the Fantasy Sports Trade Association.
This industry is almost entirely internet-driven. Fantasy sports are really complicated and really complex. Scoring systems that have myriad permutations and yards here and batting average here, and it's really, really hard to calculate by hand. Having online destinations for all of the administration of the leagues was absolutely critical. We estimate pre-internet there were 2 million people playing fantasy sports. We're at 36 million now.
Paul says a few websites host most of the fantasy leagues: Yahoo, ESPN, CBS, and NFL.com.
It's vicious right now. These companies are really competing for eyeballs and players. With 36 million people, you can really drive a lot of page views, and that becomes really attractive to advertisers for sponsorship. And so we're seeing a lot of push from all of the companies that are trying to grab eyeballs. And the way they're attracting people are a few different ways. In the old days, it was fantasy play on the internet was really just sort of like a spreadsheet on your computer. Now we're seeing much more interactive bells and whistles. The NFL.com talks a lot about how you can watch video of your players because they control all of the intellectual property for their games. Everybody's got mobile applications now, so you can set your roster and make trades. If breaking news happens and Adrian Peterson breaks his femur, everybody can go scramble to get his backup from their phone. Plus, a lot of the premium content sites are doing all this work for you. They will send alerts to your phones about your players. You'll be able to see your scores online as it's happening while I'm playing you on Sunday. So a lot of sophistication going into internet features for fantasy sites now.
So how much football are you going to be watching in the next couple of weeks?
All of it. You know, the NFL Network has now started rebroadcasting every single preseason game. It wasn't that long ago. The preseason was the forgotten part of the NFL schedule that nobody cared about. Now the NFL, largely driven by fantasy, has decided to start playing all of the preseason games from every single team on their network, in large part because fantasy players want to see key guys on rosters all, you know, from every single team.
Paul Charchian heads the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. You can find his fantasy picks at fantasyvictory.com. Harry Potter fans, take note. Scammers are after your money. Security researcher Chris Boyd says online con men are looking to exploit interest in the soon-to-be-launched Pottermore. That's a website that'll have stories and details not in the books.
There are eBay auctions, which are basically people advertising that they can sell you your Pottermore access for a price. These things are going for anything up to $100 or more. And, of course, there's no guarantee that you're going to get access at the end of it, so you could be scammed.
His advice for Potter fans? Just relax. Everyone's going to get access in October. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.